Intelligence leaders in DHS say changes they've made internally and changes the Congress has ordered have gone a long way toward breaking down structural stovepipes that led agencies to cling tightly to their own intelligence information.
We all do a better job when we work together, and we are getting better at working together.
Karen Wagner, DHS's chief intelligence officer, told the House Homeland Security Subcommittee on Counterterrorism and Intelligence the attitude toward sharing intelligence data, both inside and outside the department, is better than it's ever been. But she says there's also one major roadblock to information sharing, the information systems that hold all of Homeland Security's intelligence data. She says for the most part, they're based on the legacy systems DHS inherited when it absorbed 24 federal agencies, and integrating them remains a big challenge.
The department has a great deal of data, travel data, immigration data, cyber data. A lot of that data is resident in different little stovepipes. And so we are working very, very diligently with the components and with the department's chief information officer and then in my capacity as the information sharing executive to work through how to do a better job internally of ensuring we have appropriate access to our data, and that we're not having to redo functions multiple times, check individuals multiple times against multiple databases because they're all more linked. We have a ways to go before we get to that goal, and that's something that we are still, you know, basically working on.
She says they're working to retrofit databases and networks so they can interoperate across DHS's various intelligence activities, and trying to plan future systems so they're designed to be collaborative. Until then, getting access to data in other agency systems, even within DHS, remains a challenge, according to James Chaparro, the Assistant Director for Intelligence at Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
I think one of the biggest challenges we face is the vast volume of data that we have to sift through in order to identify these sometimes very vague or amorphous threats. Having the data tools and the connectivity to be able to look at TSA data, or to be able to look at intelligence community data or travel data, and to be able to do that in an integrated fashion, I think is a challenge that we all face day to day.
Nonetheless, Wagner says organizationally, DHS has come a long way toward routine intelligence sharing. She says this year, the department will produce its first department-wide analysis program to make sure DHS components aren't doing redundant intelligence analysis, and collaborative work gets planned ahead of time. She says they're also exploring the possibility of a department-wide intelligence doctrine. She says a DHS working group is also setting up their first department-wide policy for Homeland Intelligence Reports, or HIRs, so everyone uses the same process to write and submit those products.
After much discussion and examination of the varying processes across the enterprise, we developed a phased approach for transitioning to an enterprise process that will standardize thresholds, timelines, and training, and streamline the review and clearance process while ensuring compliance with all existing laws and policies. Improving HIR production across the board is important because HIRs are our primary method for getting the information that we gather in the course of performing our many missions to our partners in the law enforcement and intelligence communities, who can then use it in support of their own missions.
That and other pieces of DHS's intelligence coordination happens under the auspices of the Homeland Security Intelligence Council, or HISIC, a sort of board of directors made up of the intelligence chiefs from DHS's major components. They meet monthly to discuss big-picture intelligence coordination. Wagner says they're also working to develop the DHS's first-ever department-wide counterintelligence strategy.
Something that, unfortunately, we were lacking in the past. We've created a counterintelligence working group under the HISIC, which is made up of the department CI representatives, and in some cases, these representatives are the first-ever in their components. So this group is going to report back to the HISIC on the strategy and develop plans for phased implementation of a new CI strategy across the department.
Outside of DHS, officials say they're also still pressing forward to get and receive information from state and local law enforcement through local intelligence fusion centers across the country and new information sharing agreements. Chaparro from ICE says under the Law Enforcement Information Sharing Initiative, they've set up 8 new agreements with state, local, and tribal governments, including one brand new one with the International Justice and Public Safety Network.
This is an important point because this will enable us to share information with 785,000 state and local law enforcement officers around the country. And this is something that I'm very proud of, and I think it's an initiative that will really help the boots on the ground, not just in the federal community, but also in the state and local community.
Wagner says there's a lot more work to do on intelligence sharing, even within DHS. She says they're moving forward with a focus on not just gathering intelligence, but making sure that information gets where it needs to be quickly.
I think the one thing that keeps me up the night the most is having there be an attack on the homeland and discovering that we had data in the department that was relevant to it. And that's why I focus so much of my efforts on trying to make sure that we have the procedures in place to make sure that we are tapping every piece of information that we have, so that I hope never to be in that position.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.